The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Here we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm Lynn.
And I'm Bev.
And together we do this show called
Stuff.
And we are here every Thursday morning, 8:30 in the morning, for your listening pleasure. WTBR 89.7 FM on your dial and
WSBR from Lee 88.1.
That's in Massachusetts.
That's a what?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Did you ever hear someone say Massachusetts?
No.
I have. Massachusetts.
Oh, I just did.
And what's another one? Onoda Lake.
Onoda.
Onoda. And then there's Worcester.
Worcester?
Yep. And then what else have I heard? Holyoke. Which I understood isn't Holyoke, it's Holyoke. Believe
yeah.
it or not. My mom lived near there at one time and said,
It's a holy oak.
It sounds like
Holyoke.
Holyoke, not Holyoke. I say Holyoke.
I think most people do.
Yeah. I try to stay in the middle, not Holyoke, but Holyoke, 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 Holyoke. Just kind of
Holyoke.
Mix it up. Why are we talking
about this? Oh, okay. All right.
I have a quote of the day.
Let's hear it.
We're in the back room. I wonder if we sound different to our listeners being in the back room.
I don't know.
It'd be interesting to know.
So I sound better anyway.
Thomas Jefferson said, I'm a great believer in luck, and I find the harder I work, the more of it I get. That's very good. That's Thomas Jefferson. And I had another one here, Thomas Edison. Opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. True.
True.
So true. You got to get out there and work. Got to get a little dirt on those hands. Got to get a little scrapes on those knees.
Knuckles.
Yeah. Got to get a little traction on that brain.
Well, I don't have...
A riddle?
No, I don't have a quotation.
Okay.
But I do have riddles.
Good.
Three of them.
Good.
Number one, I come from a mine and am surrounded by wood. I help others to express themselves. What am I?
Oh, gosh.
Number two. What is brown, has a tail and a head, and no legs?
Brown, a tail, and arms, but no legs?
No legs.
Okay.
And three, name the next three letters in this combination. O-T-T-F-F-S-S.
O-T-T. F as in Frank?
Yep.
So it's O-T-T-F-F and then S-S.
Yes. What's the next three letters?
The next three letters. Is this going to be one where you're going to just go, kidding me?
No.
Or is it so obvious?
It's not obvious, but you got to think about it.
Okay. All right. I'll think about it as I'm thinking. All right. So we talk much about these jokes from the American Legion magazine. And an exasperated mother, whose son was always getting into trouble, finally asked her son, "How do you expect to get into heaven?" The boy thought it over, and he said, "I'll run in and out and in and out and keep slamming the door until St. Peter says, 'For heaven's sake, kid, come in or stay out.'"
That's a good one.
Yeah, these weren't, so, like I said, sometimes they're just so bad. So I'll read one more. If you had to identify in one word the reason why the human race has not achieved and never will achieve its full potential, that word would be meetings.
Ah.
Isn't it so true?
So true.
I always say I think about decisions that are made like in our government and things like that, and I think, I'd love to be at one of those meetings to find out how they came up with this.
I'd be as scared.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to be at the meetings because I'd want to just cut to the chase.
Get to business.
Everybody's opinion. Have you ever been on a board of directors?
Yes.
I haven't. That's got to be torture.
It is.
Because it's kind of like being in a jury.
Which is torture.
Yeah. And you get many people that are of like mind, and then that one, and you're screwed.
Yep.
And yeah, I can't even. And the and then you think at meetings or things like that, juries, you think this one person is nuts. Or the reason why this person thinks there shouldn't be a sidewalk on that corner of that street.
There's always one person.
Has a reason. It doesn't make any sense why there shouldn't be a sidewalk there, because the squirrels cross there, and if the kids are walking across there, they might kick a squirrel, or the squirrels might bite. I mean, really, I'm sure it goes on and on and on.
Ad lib. Oh, boy.
Okay.
What's your theme for today?
I don't have a theme. I'm bouncing around today because sometimes I start a theme. And our show runs out, the time runs out, and I have to cut it.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to pick up. And you need to stay tuned to either the rest of this show or maybe the next show.
Okay.
Because Bev and I are going to do our highly anticipated peanut butter challenge with a root beer chaser.
Yes. Which I have already...
You opened it already.
I already opened it.
So we have 3 jars of peanut butter, so you know what we're doing. We have a Skippy Natural Creamy. We have a Skippy Regular, not natural, whatever natural means.
Yeah.
And then we have the Pix brand peanut butter, which is Market 32's cheaper.
Right.
And we're going to try each of them.
And sign which one is the best.
Yes. There you go.
So we may save some money and we may not.
Who knows? They may all taste the same. Wouldn't that be something? The ingredients are not the same. Yeah, we'll read the ingredients when we do it.
Okay.
All right. So
I have.
You have.
Hacks.
Tips and tricks and hacks.
From Handyman. Family Handyman. It's a magazine.
Yeah.
Shall I start?
You shall.
Black tea for mirrors. Brew strong black tea, apply to a lint-free cloth, and white mirrors for a streak-free finish.
Oh, really?
Black tea.
I thought you were going to say that it wouldn't fog if you take a shower. Your mirror won't fog. And I did learn a long time ago that if you put shaving cream all over the mirror and rub it all in,
yep,
it won't fog. That works. I don't have any shaving cream, so I did use just pump soap.
And?
It worked. I just smeared it, and it rubbed in, and it went away. And then
the soap
for,
went, yep, you didn't have to wipe it off or anything?
Just kept wiping and wiping, and then finally it just was rubbed in and on my cloth, but whatever. It
yep.
didn't streak. And probably for the next, I don't know, 2 weeks?
Wow, it lasted that long.
No fog on that. And I did one side and left the other side regular. I didn't do the other side. And it was a difference.
So you had a way to tell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yes,
okay.
That works.
All right.
They're really good.
So what's one of your pickups?
One of my pickups is some of the most infamous and dumbest lawsuits.
Okay.
So it says the $54 million pants.
The what?
$54 million pants. 2007.
Okay.
A customer sued a dry cleaner for $54 million after they allegedly lost his pants, arguing that they violated the satisfaction guaranteed sign.
Yeah, but millions?
$54 million over a pair of lost pants.
Do you have whether or not it worked?
This was the lawsuit.
But you don't know if it was guilty or not.
No, he sued them, and you don't know if he won. That's kind of
dumb.
Anticlimactic.
That is sad.
But who would do that?
I mean, what kind of pants is he talking about?
I know.
Are they made of gold or
Elvis?
Something?
They're Elvis pants or who's that other guy?
Anyway.
Prince.
Oh, yeah. You can make a homemade stain stick. Mix baking soda, cornstarch, and a bit of water in a small container for the on-the-go stain removal.
That's not a stick. Well, what'd you put it in? Oh, I know. Pick me.
You in the corner.
A little empty prescription bottle. Tear off the label. Put it in the little prescription bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And keep it with you.
Or those pills. Pill bottles.
Yes. Isn't that what I said? Oh, I know what you mean. Oh, pick me. Oh, I know what you mean, that you put your pills in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's even smaller than a prescription bottle. What you're talking about is better because it's smaller.
I got to listen better more.
No, but that's a pill case. Mine was a bottle. I don't want the whole bottle. I like the pill case idea.
Okay.
Yeah, so you just rub that on. Baking soda, water.
Cornstarch.
Baking soda, cornstarch, and water.
Yep.
So
doesn't say how much of what.
So maybe when we get something on our shirt, we could just put that on before we put it in the wash.
Like
a stain, like you spray Shout.
Yeah.
Have that next to your laundry.
Okay. What else you got?
I have monkey selfie copyright, 2015. PETA sued a photographer on behalf of a crested macaw monkey that took a selfie with the monkey, arguing that the monkey, you're not going to believe this, owned the copyright.
Can we say that's kind of reaching?
Yeah. That's just so crazy. Monkey owned the copyright. That's crazy. You're just digging for money. I'd like to be at that conference room table.
Shine your teeth with salt. Add a pinch of salt to toothpaste to whiten and disinfect. I haven't tried it, but I might.
Hmm. What do you do, though, when some of your teeth are crowns? So now you've whitened all your real teeth, and you have a crown right in the front that won't whiten, and all your other teeth look great. And your
There's
crown.
Fingernail polish and paints, watercolors.
Yeah. Because they don't change color. That's why they have you whiten your teeth before you get a crown.
Ah.
So that if your teeth start to get dingy and you whiten them again, it will match the crown at the whitening level, the white level.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. So complicated, isn't it?
It's something else.
But it's so simple. All right. In 2014, there was something called Napkin Gate.
Napkin dates?
Gate. Like Watergate.
Oh, Napkin Gate.
This is Napkin Gate. 2014. A man sued McDonald's for $1.5 million over a dispute regarding a single napkin, claiming that he had emotional distress because he did not get more napkins.
Oh my goodness, I'm ready to cry. That poor man, how he must have suffered.
Can you believe it?
Good Lord.
Wouldn't you love to be in a courtroom and see what the judge asked us? Can you picture Judge Judy?
Oh, that would be a riot.
She wouldn't tolerate that.
No.
Oh, okay.
Make your own laundry cubes.
Ah.
Combine vinegar, baking soda, and a bit of water in a small cube for stain and odor removal. Just vinegar, baking soda, and a bit of water.
And it's to clean or to get rid of odor?
For stain and odor removal.
Okay. All this stuff is already in your house.
Should be.
So if you run out of something, like laundry soap,
yep,
you can just go up in the kitchen and make it.
Okay.
We're in that room, everybody.
The one that we have to flap our wings to make it light stay on.
The lights are on a timer, and It's a very dark room. There's no windows in here. Nothing. This is like a bomb shelter. But we have a little kitchen behind the curtain.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Behind the curtain, there's a kitchen fully equipped. I think
we have a poem and
we have a whiteboard. We have markers. We could entertain ourselves.
Cartoon.
And we have three jars of peanut butter. And root beer.
I can hear them calling my name.
So we're all set. If we need to be in a bomb shelter, we're probably really good in here.
We should have had some mayonnaise.
Oh, I never thought of that.
That way we could tell which one does better with which.
Uh-huh. Yep, because you love it. Peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwich.
Yep.
The Subway tuna controversy. Which was in 2021.
Subway tuna.
So I'm thinking that it's Subway, not that you ride on in New York City. It's Subway, the store where you get the Subway sandwiches.
Okay.
A lawsuit alleged that Subway's tuna sandwiches lacked actual tuna. And that was the lawsuit. That's all it says.
That's it.
Somebody sued Subway because they said their tuna wasn't real tuna. Now we'll never know unless some of our listeners decide to look any of this stuff up. Hey, thank you so much for the flood of emails that we got this week. And it's so good that Bev said, "Come on, everybody, you're slacking," and you stepped up to the plate. And
thank you to Melson.
Oh my gosh. And love the things that you suggest and say and the answers that you have. And even though some of your answers are wrong, and we're right, we still want to hear from you.
Yep.
So if you look up any of these things and you want to say, "Hey, girls, check it out," you can send us an email.
At stuffingforus.com. No, it's not stuffingforus.com. It's stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Every day, all day.
Good. If you don't have an air compressor to inflate your air mattress or pool toys, you can use your shop vacuum instead. Just pop the top off of a plastic squeeze bottle and fit the top to your vacuum's hose. You may have to use duct tape. Once the top is secured to the hose, attach the hose to your vacuum's exhaust port. Mm-hmm. It'll blow up your inflatables in no time.
True. Have you ever done that?
No, but I can see it happening.
Yes, I've done that. And I've also done a really bad thing a long, long, long time ago.
Oh, do tell.
Went camping and brought an air mattress, and we didn't have anything to blow it up. We were in a state park.
Don't tell me you were trying to blow it up by blowing into it.
No. We used the exhaust pipe on the car. It was a wreck.
Oh, my goodness.
I was terrified of having it burst in the tent and then the carbon monoxide come out and kill me.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? That was desperation right there. I mean,
You did it, though. And was it comfortable?
Well, yeah, but it was. It didn't seem like a very good idea. But it worked. But it didn't seem like a very good idea.
You're just like me. I do things like that. They call it pulling a Beverly.
Now it's pulling a Lenny.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh my gosh. No wonder we get along.
Oh yes. Yes. In 2011, there was a false. This is a riot. A false weather forecast.
Somebody. No.
Yeah. An Israeli woman sued a weather forecaster for falsely predicting sunny weather, claiming his forecast caused her to get sick and ruined her clothes. That's,
she shouldn't have been out in the weather.
Yeah. And how did her clothes get ruined? Did she get sick on her clothes or were her clothes hanging on the clothesline and they got wet?
So it rained when they said it wasn't supposed to.
And she sued the weather forecaster. I'd love to know how these turned out.
God.
I hope that they'd all be losers. I would hope that no one succeeded.
Litigious. Mm-hmm. Want to make any rug feel extra plush and luxurious? Luxurious. Luxurious. Add a layer of carpet padding underneath your rug. It's the thicker.
You've had too much root beer.
It's thicker and cheaper than a typical rug pad.
And what is it called? What do you put under there?
Carpet padding.
Yes.
Because it's thicker.
Yes, it does make carpet last longer and feel better.
Yep.
Yes.
I wonder what you could do is just put two rugs together.
I don't know that would be squishy. The foam, like the stuff here on the walls, this foam stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it resists squishing. That's what makes it soft.
It's firm.
Firm. And I think you can choose different. I think there's three different kinds of padding. One is like a thinner one, and then obviously you go to the thicker one, and then you go to the thickest. It's really nice in the bedroom when your feet are squishy.
The bathroom.
You have carpet in your bathroom?
No, but I mean, I could use something like that in my bathroom.
Oh, you need a rug.
Yeah.
You don't have a little rug?
No.
Oh.
My bathroom is not that big. Every time I open the door, it hits the rug.
Oh. Can you just slide it back?
How many times can you slide it back and you get annoyed by it?
So you need slippers with fuzzy outsides.
Yeah.
That's what you need. You need slippers with fuzzy outsides. So this one, oh my gosh. This was called immoral candy. Immoral, not immortal. Immoral.
Bad sense of humor.
Immoral candy. A lawsuit claimed that Tootsie Rolls were unethical because they used sugar and trans fats. I don't get that.
That's it?
Immoral. I thought they were going to say Tootsie Rolls were immoral because they look like little poops.
I would accept that more than...
Yeah, I don't get that. All right. We'll move on to another one. Killer whale plush toys. There was a lawsuit in 2005. Parents sued SeaWorld, arguing that selling friendly killer whale toys made their children think the actual killer whales were safe to swim with.
Orcas, then.
So here's my question.
Okay.
How many children get an opportunity
to swim
in their
with
daily
a whale?
Lives? Let's say in their entire lives.
Uh-huh.
To just kind of jump in and swim around with an orca.
Not too many that I know. I hear more about people who are training them that get hurt.
Right. But they're training them. But your kid's not going to be out in the ocean finding the whale and then swimming with it. That's funny. I know that people had a problem with them. I had heard the whole teddy bear, Yogi Bear, the whole cuddly bear, the whole, and even now the toilet paper commercial with the bear. All the bears are sweet and
gosh.
Fun. And Yogi is wonderful, and you get bear, you know, bear stuffed animals.
I think anyone with a modicum of sense would know.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yes.
I like the bears. I have a few bears.
Are they black or brown?
Brown.
Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all over the place. You know I've had them.
I even crocheted one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
A real, like a picture of one? You took a picture and then crocheted it?
Yeah.
Onto something?
No, I just crocheted it so I have a bear.
Like you crocheted
that's a toy.
And stuffed it?
Yeah.
Oh. The light just went out again. You guys, I wish you could see what we're going through here with these lights. It's really fun. But it does go back on, and it saves electricity because someone leaves the light on in here, and it's on all day long.
That's true.
Okay.
I have a typical 6-foot folding table. That's what this person said. That I use to lay out certain projects, but the height of the table is meant for someone sitting in a chair. Constantly bending over when using the table was starting to hurt my back, so I came up with a solution. I used a couple of 2-foot lengths of PVC pipe found at my local home center and cut 4 11-inch stilts for my table. I slipped the pipes onto the legs, and it raised the table about 6 inches.
Oh. So the table went in tightly.
Yeah.
Into the pipe.
It was
the
one of those folding chairs that has those steel legs.
Really clever.
Yeah.
Yeah, think outside the box.
If you don't like the way it looks, put a kerchief over it or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Clever. Let's see. A man sued to officially change his age to appear younger on dating apps. A man sued to officially change his
age. Did he have enough hair?
I don't think he's going to get any dates, really. I think if you want to not get dates on a dating app, do something like that. It's like red light, stay away.
Oh, my gosh.
Dating apps frighten me. But I do know people that met that way and are married and
are
doing great.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah. I don't think that I would be that lucky.
It's too hard to tell.
Well, And now with AI.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And you can be anybody on a dating app. You can use any picture, right? Of course, we're going to find the best picture of ourselves at 18 years old.
Yeah.
Then we'll tell all the best things about ourselves.
That have been gone a long time ago.
Uh-huh. And maybe exaggerate just a wee little bit. Or a lot.
I'd rather just walk to you face to face.
Yeah. Meet in the supermarket. I talked to somebody the other day, met his wife when he was 17 years old at the Salvation Army.
Oh.
And they've been married 55 years.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was pretty neat.
It doesn't matter where you meet. It's who you meet.
I know. Yeah. And I guess they hit it off. They did it right.
Good.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I have stripper whiplash.
Stripper whiplash.
I can't read this.
Oh, that kind of stripper.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
How can I do this? Okay. All right. Stay with me here. A man sued a strip club claiming he suffered whiplash when the dancer hit him with her upper body parts. He got whiplash. And he sued.
Delicatage.
And he sued.
She should have sued because his face was probably all craggy and beardy and everything else, and she hurt herself.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
To make a versatile wood filler for free. Now, this is weird. I mean, coming from stuff like that. Just grab a paper plate and combine Elmer's or any other wood glue with sawdust. Like other wood fillers, you can stain or finish it, but the color will likely be a bit different than the surrounding wood. But it's sandable, paintable, and long-lasting. This guy hasn't bought any wood filler in over 50 years.
I've heard of that, and I've actually seen YouTube videos of that. And that works.
What are you going to do for sawdust, though?
Right, where do you get the sawdust? He must have machinery that he can, you know, he does work, and it's... I know somebody who... No, he moved away. I'm thinking if you know somebody that has a wood shop... Oh, I do. You could have just thought of somebody. You could go in and just ask if you can just pick up some off the floor.
Or you could shave a couple of pencils.
Or you could shave a couple of pencils. Yeah. And I actually have two little holes that I'm going to have to fill, I think. Then that would be really fun to try to do.
With the pencils?
No, with the wood chips. With the wood, the dust. The wood dust. And I know right where to get it.
Watch it out,
ladies.
Do
you want me to get you some?
No, thanks. That's fine. I could probably buy some.
Okay. Improper serving size suit. So this is a lawsuit. A woman sued Folgers Coffee, claiming that their coffee canisters did not produce the advertised number of servings.
What kind of cup did she use?
Well, that's, there you go, right there. What's the definition of a serving? I wonder if it says it on there. 6 ounce, 8 ounce.
That is weak.
Yeah.
That's just weak.
That's weak or strong?
That's just sad.
I just think people just don't have anything else to do.
No life.
Here's another one. Misleading chili pods. McCormick faced a lawsuit claiming consumers were misled into believing their chili pods were grown in New Mexico.
And how they had proof, right?
Yeah, and it says consumers, so this must have been a class action.
Whoa.
Wonder what they got out of it. Maybe one or two pea pods. You know, I got one of those things in the mail about a class action lawsuit that's happening. And, oh, gosh, I can't remember what it was for. And, you know, they want you to send in whatever you have. And
Yeah.
And then, but then when you read it all and you see what you could possibly get, because there's 40 million other people and you're going to get a check for 18 cents because, you know, $14 million divided by all the people.
50 million.
Yeah. So I think most of the time, I wonder if most of the time people just don't care.
I've had a couple of letters like that, but I just more or less, you know, throw them away.
Mm-hmm.
Water settling at the bottom of pots can lead to rot, to the roots. To combat this problem, cut up old sponges and put them in the bottom of the pot. The sponges retain moisture and create necessary air space. They also help prevent water from flushing out the bottom.
True. I just went through this.
You did?
Yes. I have these big window boxes, and they were going to take up a lot of dirt. And right in the instructions on the window box, it said, use less dirt and have your window box be less heavy by putting in crushed plastic water bottles in the bottom.
Yeah.
You can put in mulch in the bottom.
Yeah.
You can also put straw in the bottom. So I just found a whole bunch of plastic water bottles and put them all in there, and it doesn't stop the drainage. It's not heavy. And it allows for, it takes up space. You don't use
right.
so much dirt.
Right.
And
there's air.
There's air. And it drains well. Yeah.
Cool.
Water bottles, everybody. If you don't have water bottles, I'm sure you know people who do and can save them for you.
Or cut up old sponges.
Or use hay or use mulch. They're all good ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it is time for a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the streams.
WTBR.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Okay.
Was that one of our guys saying don't cross the streams?
I don't know.
I think it was. I think it was a radio thing. All right. We are back.
We are back.
With the second half of our show. And we are so pleased to let you know that we have the riddle.
Gotta get my paper back.
And the riddles I love because they really help me. Oh, here we go. They really help me to think.
Okay, number one.
Mm-hmm.
I come from a mine, M-I-N-E, and am surrounded by wood. I help others to express themselves. Number two, what is brown has a tail, a head, but no legs. Name the next three letters in this combination. O-T-T-F-F-S-S. There's three letters that follow that make sense.
Really?
But you got to figure it out.
Okay. I don't have a clue on any of these.
Okay.
Nothing. So right now, we're going to do what we promised. We have three jars of peanut butter, and we're going to try all three. So the first one we have is Skippy Natural Creamy. It says on the top of the jar, no need to stir. But I do see there's a little bit of oil on the top.
Yeah.
But this is the Skippy No Need to Stir Natural Creamy peanut butter. Got it?
Yep.
All right, so we have our spoons, and we're taking our first licks of the Skippy Natural Creamy. It is creamy.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't taste oily.
Sticks to the roof of your mouth.
As always. And it's good. It's creamy. It's not too...
Not too bad. I like it.
Not too bad. Is it peanutty?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Now we take our second spoon, because we're being really good about this. We have a spoon for each jar. So that was our first one. Our second peanut butter here, people, it says, Fuel the Fun Skippy Creamy Peanut Butter. Now, this is not natural. This is just creamy. So I will tell you, the natural peanut butter that we tried first is roasted peanuts, sugar, palm oil, and salt. 190 calories for 2 teaspoons. Now we have the Skippy Creamy, which I will... Oh, she... Beth wants to keep it, and she actually took another spoonful. And this one is no preservatives, artificial flavors, or colors, but the ingredients are roasted peanuts, sugar, hydrogenated vegetable oil, cottonseed, soybean, and rapeseed oil or rapeseed oil to prevent separation, and salt.
Not as peanutty as the first one.
I like the texture better. Almost second one.
The texture better, but it doesn't taste like peanut butter.
It's got a lot of ingredients in it. All right. Now, our third peanut butter looks a little dry the top.
Yeah.
This is the Pix brand, which is Market 32. Oh, you know what it says? I didn't notice this. No salt added.
Ah.
This is going to be different. This has... dry roasted peanuts, sugar, hydrogenated vegetable oil, rapeseed oil, and soybean, and peanuts. So I didn't realize it said no salt. The texture's funny. The texture's not as creamy. It's just a little dry. Oh, definitely can tell there's no salt. Don't like that at all.
No.
This definitely tastes like ground up peanuts. Period.
Well, I suppose you should be happy it's peanut butter.
Oh, but it's hydrogenated. So we didn't get a jar that is just peanuts and salt.
Mm-mm.
But this one, I think what I would do if I wanted to make cookies or something, I might use this. But this tastes like I just ate a peanut that's been smashed up.
Yep. Yep.
In my mouth.
So I would say the second one was the best.
And that is the Skippy Creamy. It is not the natural. It is the Skippy Creamy, but it has no preservatives, no artificial flavors, no artificial colors. Oh, and then there's an asterisk.
Uh-oh.
And it says, similar to all peanut butters. So it says, all peanut butters don't have preservatives, artificial flavors, or colors. But I think the Pix one is the loser.
Yep.
And the Skippy Natural Creamy came in second. And the regular Skippy Creamy Peanut Butter came in first. And there you go. And now we have our root beer chaser.
I feel better.
Cheers.
Thank you for witnessing that important thing.
I hope you saw it all in your mind. We need to do a show, a TV show. That last peanut butter with no salt is sticky.
Still, yeah. Yeah.
It's still there. All right. What do you have for the second half of the show? Tips and tricks?
Everyone who has ever swept the floor with a standard broom and dustpan knows about that annoying line of dust. It's the line that just won't disappear no matter how many times you try and sweep it up. To get rid of this annoying line, simply tape the front of the dustpan to the floor with blue painter's tape. And I don't know if it's blue is paramount. So no residue will be left on the floor. It will seal and cover the gap between the floor and your plan.
So you have to, while you're sweeping your floor, you have to get out some blue painter's tape and tape your dustpan lip to the floor so that the dirt will go
over the tape.
Over the tape. And then if you're sweeping in several different areas, you have to keep doing that.
Yeah.
No. Nope. I just keep trying.
I would do it.
You would do it?
I would do it.
I would just keep trying. Remember Irma Bombeck?
Oh, yes.
For those of you who don't know, she was a very, very funny lady. She wrote books. She did, did she do videos? Because I did see her, but...
It could be.
She, I don't know if I heard her say this or I read it, how when we vacuum and we see something on the rug, and we vacuum over it or on the floor, and it won't go up into the vacuum, we keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth on the rug. This is a
right,
rug.
Right.
And it still won't go in. So we reach down and we pick up the thing, piece of hair or piece of rug or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And we throw it on another part of the rug and try to vacuum it there. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Yes, I think we all have done that.
Yes.
And she was so right. She was right.
She wrote a lot of things.
She did.
I'm trying to remember some of them, but I don't.
Oh, she was really funny. She was really funny. She'd probably be what, 100 now?
If she still lived, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I have the key mistakes to avoid when someone proposes marriage. So this is how not to propose.
Oh.
Proposing unexpectedly.
Well, I don't see that's a problem.
Never surprise your partner with the idea of marriage itself. Always have the talk about your future first to ensure that you are on the same page. So now you don't necessarily say, hey, I'm going to propose to you tomorrow. You just, during the course of the relationship, get a feel for where you're both at. So that you know when you propose that you're 99.9% sure of getting a yes.
I gotta disagree.
Ah.
Yeah. Because when I got proposed both times, it was a shocker.
Yeah?
Pleasant and yes.
But did you both know that you were it?
Yes.
Okay. That's what this is
saying. The second one anyway.
Just kind of, you need to make sure this is it.
I wonder if there's going to be a third.
Enjoy yourself. Hey, you never know, right?
You never know.
Weirder things have happened.
We need to get a fly swatter.
I know. Okay.
Who hasn't accidentally written on a whiteboard with a permanent marker?
Oh, yes.
It's easier to remove than you think. Simply draw over your permanent marker artwork with a dry erase marker and then wipe the marks away with an eraser or dry cloth.
And it comes off?
And your dry erase board will be good as new.
Oh, my. We have a dry erase board right behind us. We could
try that, but I don't see any markers.
The markers are in the drawer over there. I knew that because I was looking for napkins, and that's how I know there's a kitchen behind that curtain. I was looking for napkins because I knew we were going to eat peanut butter. No. No, and I know they're listening. No, we're not going to mess up the board.
There's this little tiny corner, you know. Oh.
All right. If you guys see that that happens and you know it wasn't me.
I wouldn't do that.
Oh my. But it's good to know. Because kids will do that. You know, they may see a Sharpie in a drawer and think it's okay to use in the dry erase board. So here's another how not to propose, especially if you haven't had the talk.
Okay.
Public high-pressure settings. You've seen those.
That, yes, yes, I agree with that.
Avoid proposing at a sports game, in a restaurant full of strangers, or during a family event where they feel forced to say yes.
Yeah.
Especially if they're shy or they're caught off guard.
Or they don't like you.
Right. Or they haven't had the talk. You haven't had the planning and the, not really the planning, but you know what I mean. You haven't had the, I think we're going to be together forever thing. Can you imagine?
How embarrassing that is.
Gosh. I've seen the videos where they do it out in public in a big park and it's a big production and he brings a wedding dress and all the people are there and they have music and all the people are watching and he kneels down at a little table outside in a courtyard. And what if she says no?
I wanted the French fries.
That's why I came. That's why I came. Yeah, how embarrassing. And you know, we've all seen it in movies where the answer has been no. Yeah.
Or let's talk about this later.
Can we go outside? Yeah, and everyone's there.
For you, when you were proposed to, did you get a surprise?
Actually, it was a surprise. Mark and I were playing Scrabble, and the ring was in the bag of letters. So every time I reached in to get my letters, he was panicking because it wasn't pulling out the ring. And we were getting down to the bare bones of the letters in the bag. And then I felt it, and I thought, oh, Mark wears a ring that's his father's. Oh, Mark's ring must have fallen out in here because I'm just feeling it. And then I thought, well, he's got it on. And then I looked at my right hand because I wear a ring on, and I thought maybe mine fell off, and it didn't. And then I pulled it out, and it was a surprise. But we had the talk. We knew that was probably going to happen at some point. And it was a big surprise.
Aw.
That was a big surprise.
Nice one.
Yeah, it was fun. That was my phone, I'm sorry.
Okay. To bring your permanent marker back to life if you have one and you still want to use it, simply remove the back from the marker. This will be different for each brand. Simply remove the back nib if you can't find something from the back. Deposit a few drops of isopropyl rubbing alcohol onto the felt material inside. Shake the marker to ensure that the alcohol is absorbed. It's the solvent that the ink is mixed with that dries out first, making the pigment unable to flow. So you're not, it's going to have ink left in it. It's just that the felt that it's on is dried out.
And it needs the alcohol.
Yep.
That's a good tip. I have markers that are dried out. I've had them and thrown them out.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I could have saved them.
Shame on you.
I'm a marker murderer.
All right. It's time.
It is?
It is.
Okay. All right. Let's see what these riddles uncover.
I come from a mine and am surrounded by wood. I help others to express themselves. What am I?
I don't know.
Pencil, lead, or graphite?
Oh, I'm surrounded by wood. Oh, nope. Never would have gotten that one. If you got any of these, or if you got that one, or you get the next two, Let us know.
What is brown and has a tail? No head. Rather, has a tail and a head, but no legs.
A potato? No, those are eyes.
A penny.
Oh. Oh, it has a tail, it has a head.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, darn it. I should have thought longer on that one.
Name the next three letters in this combination. O-T-T-F-F-S-S.
No clue.
E-N-T.
E-N-T.
Still doesn't ring a bell?
No, does it ring a bell to you?
Yeah.
O-F-
I have the answer in front of me. Oh.
O-T-T-F-F-S-S-E-N-T. Offset? Offset?
Yeah, the first letters of numbers in sequence beginning with 1.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That one's too hard. That one's too hard. You got to cross that one right out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, please. All right. That is the end of our show, and we will be back
next week. stuffingforus@gmail.com. The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.